Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour two, numero dos, of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. And Jake is all about the technicalities today. Why would I know? I was only there, but that game against Iowa State was my junior year because Lakeven Smith. You're like, Adam, wasn't that your junior year? Yeah, Lakeven Smith was indeed a year older than me, so that would have been my junior year. So Jake's all about the technicalities today, but keeping us on the path of the straight and narrow. I do appreciate it, my friend. Accuracy matters, ladies and gentlemen. All right, again, it's the noon hour, and that means it's lunchtime. The lunch hour of the Adam Carriker Show here on The Ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with 2 locations at 11th and Cornhusker and a 61st and Apples Way. Right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker, and at 61st and Apples Way, as well, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. All right, hour two of the show is also brought to you by our good friends. Glad to be partnered with Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply at suizo.com. That's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. 40 years strong in business, Suizo Construction. All right, let's dive into this. What we expect from Nebraska's defense to look like this fall, at least the information we have at this point, and how we believe things may turn out. Again, Caleb Benning, all right, did an interview the other day, had some interesting quotes. All right, one of the main points Benning was looking to stress was that the defense this year will be faster, stronger, and swarming to the football. And I quote, "The term is ferociousness," Benning said. "We are faster, stronger, and much more athletic. We will suffocate the ball and get to the runner." All right, ladies and gentlemen, give me your thoughts. Give me your reaction. All right, text in. What's that text line number again there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right, Jake, what's your initial reaction when you hear that?
Well, I think it's always good to hear, you know, that there's going to be more aggressive. Unfortunately, that hasn't always come true. I mean, we've heard coordinators say that in the past, and sometimes that aggressiveness has actually even hurt Nebraska. But it's going to be so fascinating to see what they do, because John Butler, obviously, 1 year in the system, if you will, obviously a long time, has been around the 3-3-5. But with the Nebraska system, they wanted to continue that, which was a little bit of a surprise to me. I thought they might kind of, you know, once Tony Butler left, to change it. But to Matt Rule's credit, and he said it. Why would we change something that's been working? And Nebraska's had a top 25 defense. The last couple of years, look at the total defense last year, 18th in the country, the scoring defense, 17th in the country. So I agree not to go all outside of the system, as long as you got enough people in place that can continue to coach that. Now, when you start talking about kind of making your own tweaks on it, which obviously Coach Butler is going to want to do, again, it sounds great. I mean, what's the opposite of that? It's like, no, we're actually going to just sit back and be a bend but don't break defense. You know, that's not going to get people excited. I'm interested to see because, again, I've heard in the past, you know, that was something with Scott Frost defenses. We're not going to be as high on the total yards. And remember, the idea was because the offense wasn't going to be holding onto the ball too much. Like, as you said earlier, a couple weeks ago, that offense never necessarily made it to Lincoln. But that was their ideas. Yeah, we might not be the highest in total defense, but that's because we're going to be hopefully getting turnovers and, taking risks and this and that. And it just, I don't know, you know, some of those Shenander defenses, particularly the one in 2021 that went 3-9, was pretty good. But I just don't know if they ever, you know, felt like an attacking defense. And that's what we'd love to see. And to do that, Nebraska is going to have to make some more big plays. Again, as I kind of stated, they had a good defense overall in rankings and points per game, total yards. That's the most important thing. But you can go in like interceptions. They were tied for 60th in interceptions. They were tied for 43rd in sacks. So those are the type of things that, you know, those numbers would have to move up to really kind of think of it as an attack style defense. Do they have the personnel to do it? Can you do it through scheme? That remains to be seen.
So you don't want to hear that they're going to be slower, weaker, and softer. That's not what you want to hear?
No.
Is that what I'm hearing from you?
That's not a good speech, no.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So I thought you made some good points because Tony White's first year, if you remember before that year, the tackling had struggled for a long time. We brought in a tackling consultant at one point, if you remember that, okay? Which still blows my mind to this day. Those are called football coaches, but I digress. His first year, the tackling was as good as it's been in maybe over a decade, but at least a decade. But there weren't a whole lot of turnovers. And we were producing a lot of turnovers on our end. They put more of an emphasis on forcing turnovers a year ago. We had multiple turnovers that went straight into touchdowns, a la the Tommy Hill pick six versus Colorado. There was more throughout the season as well. John Bullock had one versus Purdue. So the turnovers and the points off turnovers went up. I did feel like the tackling regressed a little bit. It's almost kind of like with the offensive line. 2 years ago, the run blocking was great. The pass pro, not as great. A year ago, the pass pro was better, but the run blocking wasn't as good. There's only so much time in a day, so you've got to prioritize what you really want to emphasize. Here's what I will say, and I'm going to go back. Let me find his I want to read the quote again real quick because what resonated with me is what I saw in the bowl game. From the young players, and a majority of them are going to be back this year. Obviously not Ty and Nash, but a majority of the other guys I'm going to talk about are going to be back. And then we've added some guys like Dawson McCullough and Marquez Watson-Trent who are only going to help make us better. But I'm going to go back to his quote.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And I quote, the term is ferociousness, Benning said. We are faster, stronger, and much more athletic. We will suffocate the ball and get to the runner. One word pops into my head when I read that, and that was swarming. Swarming defense. Swarming, swarming, swarming. Think back to the bowl game. There was a lot of guys all over the field. I felt like that defense was swarming in the backfield. Blitzers coming free. A lot of, you could see the athleticism. You saw Vincent Shavers. You saw a lot of the young guys on defense. Riley Van Poppel, bad pun intended, popped off a little bit that game. You could see why these guys were highly recruited and highly sought after. I've used the word explosiveness on defense, and every time I do, it feels awkward because it's using the word explosiveness with defense. I feel like we are going to be, I've said our second level of our defense is as athletic, easy for me to say, as it's been in a long time. We got youth, okay, up front. We've got some youth in other spots. I do think there's going to be an adjustment period where they're learning, growing, getting experience, getting on the same page. Maybe a few big plays happen in the meantime. But for me, I think it's going to be, there was an attacking defense in that bowl game. There was a swarming athletic style of defense in that bowl game. Do I think we're going to be better as an overall whole on defense? No way of knowing. A lot of question marks right now. To say that we'd be better isn't something that I would anticipate. Not saying it can't happen, but I anticipate us doing certain things. Being faster, being more athletic, okay? When he said stronger, that's going to start up front with the defensive linemen, whoever the starters are and however they play this year. That's, it's being stronger is all 11, but it starts up front. So I'm curious to see how that plays out, but I do expect them to play faster, play with a little bit more athleticism, be even more swarming. There's probably going to be some more miscues early on while they're young and learning and adjusting and everything else. Some of these guys haven't started or played a lot of ball, and that's okay. But when I read that, he basically described 90% of what I expect. I expect a swarming, attacking, fast defense. By the way, what we saw against Boston College. Stronger, that's going to be remain to be seen starting up front with the defensive line. And whether we're better overall or not as a whole, largely is going to be due to can we prevent the big plays on the back end and prevent any big plays up front, because that's really the question marks that I have. But that's kind of what I expect to see from the defense this year. What say you, Jake?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Jumping to the text line here, there's a few different thoughts on this. Gorilla Bear says, I think the defense inevitably regresses. They lost a lot of proven talent, and they have a first-year DC. Gus Mohawk says, I think the defense is being slept on, and maybe that's the fire they need. I think we have a player that gets 10 sacks this year. I don't know who it is, but I think it's coming. Blackshirts, baby. And then also off of, you know, Bada Bing on YouTube says that he thinks we have at least two all-conference players on this team, and he really likes Van Poppel. Also hearing that they're going to blitz heavy, which he likes to hear as well. So, you know, kind of different thoughts all over the board there. And again, it's just, it's kind of that talent. And if you can get those sort of guys to go to Sean McColl, like we said, has all the talent in the world, is it going to register into like he was stating, you know, 10 sacks or something close to that, you know, pressures that can really change the way that the defense or the offensive coordinator is planning to attack. And then I thought you made a good point, because you can think of times last year. I we don't want to completely act like this team last year was didn't, you know, because I threw those numbers out there. Pick sixes are better than picks. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and we saw that Sierra Wright had one. John Bullock had one. And then Tommy Hill had one. So if you get three of those a year, you know, that's not, so it's not like they're that far off. We'll have to see, you know, if you kind of use the blend in some more zone coverages. You might get some more picks as you're kind of looking at the quarterback as opposed to man-to-man. So we'll have to see kind of what they favor to do. But, and you know, especially with having that fifth defensive back out there that they talk about, if you can get pressure with three or the four that you bring in with the Jack linebacker or however you're doing it, you know, should have enough guys sitting back there to get in on opportune times. And then the other thing is, as we look at this schedule, how many of these teams are offensive-led teams? I'll tell you, Michigan State at this point are not. So when you kind of go through at least the first part of the schedule, Maryland might be starting a freshman quarterback. There's just a lot of teams and opportunity for this defense to suffocate the opposition.
Maybe USC and Penn State, offensive-led teams.
Yeah.
Maybe UCLA, but they got gigantic question marks with Nico Imaliava themselves. So maybe just two of the 12 that we know right now are more offensive-minded. And I don't even know that Penn State's more offensive-minded. They're probably more defensive-minded.
Yeah.
Which is just going to be really good on offense.
Yeah.
So that's a fair point to make as well. Dawson McCullough, Williams, and Warren. Now, Williams is a first-round talent, but a young guy learning. So we'll see how that process unfolds. I'm not saying he's going to be a first-round pick or not. The talent is there. It's about the process, and can it come sooner rather than later? Those are two guys who could be 10 sack players. Like, I still remember when DeMario Williams had 10 sacks. Nobody had any idea he was going to put his hand in the dirt at all that year, let alone get 10 and a half sacks on the season. So maybe someone will pop off and surprise us. And honestly, if it's a couple of the guys I just mentioned, it wouldn't even surprise us. We just don't know if it's going to happen yet because we haven't seen it yet. I will say this. I do think this is the most talented defense we've had in a while. So the ceiling to be better than we've been is absolutely there. There's also a lower floor just because there's more question marks. So to me, the defensive side of the ball is as interesting as the offensive side of the ball. It just doesn't get talked about as much because, you know, offense is what people are more interested in. They keep changing the rules to favor the offense because of that. So we'll see what happens. I expect speed, athleticism, attacking. I expect there to be a learning curve. The question mark about whether we're going to be stronger and probably whether we're going to be better or as good or not starts up front with the D-line and how they play. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.